Flourishing Families with Dr. Dorte Blatt, the switched-on kids chiropractor, and her passionate friends, sharing the secrets of inspiring wellness to help your families thrive.
Welcome to Rochelle Dorman from Infant Massage Newcastle. I'm so pleased to have you here today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, daughter. Lovely to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Excellent. Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay, so I teach a certified infant massage. I'm a certified infant massage instructor, so I teach a 5-week program, infant massage program. It's called the First Touch Program. And I've been doing that for about 10 years. And prior to that, I was a primary school teacher Newcastle.
Yes. Okay, you've gone from young to younger.
Absolutely. I've gone to more of the, those early relationships, which at the time when I was looking to do something different, I just felt really strongly about really wanting to work with new families and supporting those really important early relationships, but also giving parents a space to come together and to interact with each other and share their parenting experiences and journey.
Excellent. Yes. So you're saying infant. How young are the babies or the babies or families that you work with?
Yeah, sure. So the programs for parents with babies 0 to 12 months.
Okay.
However, I usually sort of recommend from 4 to 6 weeks to begin. It's just really lovely. The parents have that lovely nesting time, and it usually takes a few weeks just for parents to begin to ground themselves and to commit to coming to a program. So from 4 to 6 weeks, and then ideally, prior to baby crawling is the best time to actually begin massage with your baby.
Yeah.
However, up to 12 months, the program's easily adapted for babies that are on the move. Yeah. And in massage is something, this nurturing touch is something that we want to offer our children throughout the lifespan. So I've got a 28 and a 26-year-old, and touch is still really valuable, obviously, with connecting at all ages. So starting it in infancy, and then part of the program is talking about how you can continue that throughout all the different life stages.
That's great. I mean, we know that touch is such an important input and grounding and, understanding, who you are and your space around you. So it's great to start that really early on.
Absolutely, yes.
So what's the scientific reasoning for wanting to, not wanting, but for doing massage in really little ones? Is there an explanation?
Yeah, so it would be the emphasis of the programs really on bonding and detachment, and using it as a tool to enhance these loving relationships. So we know how important bonding and attachment is, creating a secure attachment for baby. We know the long-term mental health outcomes are really positive if we can establish this secure attachment in infancy. So we use massage as a tool for creating these, for parents to get to know their baby and to help them to fall in love, because bonding doesn't come naturally or as easily for some parents, and it's not one event. It happens over a period of time. So yes, infant massage or massage, it has all of the elements of bonding.
Yes.
There's these neural and hormonal interactions that happen, this chemistry of bonding that's really alive when we see parents interacting with their babies. So it's a cue-based program. So it's 80% about communicating with your baby and getting to know your bub. And 20% is really about the techniques. Yeah. So we're using touch, but alongside of touch is a voice and eye contact. They're all part of it, and that's just as important. When we set up and position for massage, we're really looking to enhance these elements of bonding. And it's just beautiful when you see those moments of really strong connection between the parent and the baby during the massage time. And we know that whilst that looks really simple. Yes. These little moments, we know that they're the really golden moments, because that's what's helping parent to form this beautiful, you know, loving connection with their baby that's going to create this strong connection and great for attachment.
Yeah. I mean, I can't quite remember the numbers, but there is research that shows the increase in oxytocin release with touch in mothers.
Yes.
And I realize it's in all of us, you know, if you receive a hug, you know, even a handshake, you know, it releases those love hormones.
Yes.
Like you were talking about with the bonding, if particularly if you have a bump that might not be as settled as you had imagined it would be.
Yes.
The touching and the connecting through the physical sensation of being touched increases the love hormone and the connection, as well as, of course, the fact that you look deep in the eyes and you talk
to them. You have this real you're stimulating this through nurturing touch. That oxytocin release, and then that enables the baby then to focus in on the parent, and therefore you get this mutual gaze, and, you know, gazing into each other's eyes. And voice is really important as well then in those moments, because we help parents to use what we call that infant-directed speech, so that really soothing tone that helps the baby to remain engaged with them, and it's also helping baby to feel calm and soothed and safe and secure, which is really important.
Yeah, and remind me, when do babies start to hear? It's really, really early on. That they can actually hear. So they've been sitting in your womb for so many months, listening to you talk.
Absolutely.
Right? And that whole calming effect, my voice and dad's voice. I can hear dad's voice as well, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They're, I think it's around about 8 months gestation. It becomes really, or perhaps earlier, the hearing, but... Absolutely, you see babies, they know the voices. They know the voices of the siblings in the household as well.
And I also read something about them understanding the cadence of language. So they actually they're born being primed for the language that is spoken at home.
That's right.
So they understand that obviously they don't understand the words, but they understand the meaning of what you're saying from the tone and the speed that it's spoken. It's absolutely incredible.
Yes.
And it's really valuable, I think, that you actually mix those three in one.
Yeah, so it's a real multi-sensory. It's a conversation with baby. So that's really important too, that the baby has a voice. So it's this two-way interaction, and that's the goal, is that we're getting these reciprocal interactions happening where, you know, they're getting parent and baby getting into sync with each other is vital.
Now, skin to skin is a huge early stimulation. Is there any skin to skin type massage techniques that you use?
Yeah, so instructors that are working with premature babies, and obviously in those first hours after birth, that's really important. Just having that skin to skin contact has shown to be extremely valuable in releasing all of the oxytocin and baby to feel secure and loved through that. By the time parents usually come to me with baby, it can be that the bubs still respond just to what we call resting hands or still touch or containment holds. And because baby may not be up, a really important part of our massage is asking baby for permission, and that's looking for signs that the bub is in what we call a quiet alert state, and they're ready to interact. And So when we're looking for that, we're also then, if we move in, we're getting some, just what we call yes cues, so yes. Some engagement cues for massage time. Once the parent moves into the massage time, but they're still noticing, so what's baby telling me about this touch? And sometimes it could, they could be getting an indication for baby that it's too stimulating, or so we encourage parents just to use still touch, some resting hands, and come back to trying more movement, flowing techniques, from there. So absolutely, we use a range of different types of touch within the program. Yes.
But when people when I usually think of massage, you go straight to, oh, my shoulders, my back. But I imagine that it's not necessarily particularly not if you're doing eye contact and communication, you're not necessarily doing a back massage.
Well, we do sequences of massage on different body areas. So over the 5 weeks, we move from the legs, which are least vulnerable part of baby's body. We're building up trust around touch and the techniques, and we move through the body. But the focus is on nurturing touch. We use Indian massage style techniques and Swedish massage style techniques.
Okay.
There's some principles of reflexology. And some gentle movements, so principles of yoga. However, the emphasis is really on just connecting through nurturing touch with baby. Yes.
Okay. So you say that there's some ways you can vary the techniques once the baby gets to be a little bit more active. I imagine that that's also a communication skill of baby to, okay, well, you know, I've had enough now, I'll just crawl away. And
absolutely, yeah.
So what are some of the tips that you can give parents to maybe keep them engaged with them?
Yeah, so the voice is really important here too, the song. You want infant massage time to become this playful, interact time where the baby's leading it. So the baby leads right from birth, the interaction anyway. However, it's about not restricting bulbs. So massaging quite often the part of the body that's in front of you at that particular time, if you're getting some yes, bringing in your songs and your games is really important. And just abbreviating the massage, just offering any little bits of nurturing touch that you're able to add to your interaction with baby's going to, it's going to be a beautiful way of connecting with your child. So I encourage just to keep it fun and interactive, and just let baby lead with how much.
Yeah,
they're going to let you know.
They're very good at that. We're not always very good at
this. Listening. Exactly. And trying it at times where so once babies become more active and they're wanting to, discover so much else that the world's got to offer, Their massage may be just something that you offer at bedtime, perhaps when Bob's more relaxed and it's a more of a wind down activity for a little while.
I was going to ask you that, if there's a particular time of day that might be more suitable. I guess it depends also on your technique,
on
what you're trying to achieve.
So very much whilst it is a lovely activity to bring into your bedtime wind down time of day, I just really encourage the parents to check in and just to notice when bub's in that interact with me time, and that quite often is when they wake up first thing in the morning. And they've been fed and they're happy and they're just having these moments of wanting to connect with you. And whilst it's beautiful just to sit and gaze at babies, there's lots of parents that are looking for other ways that they want to interact with bubs. So massage time can fit in beautifully. It's when baby's giving you the signs that they're wanting to interact with you through touch.
And do you find that there's a I know this is individual, of course, but with regards to mum and dad, is there one gender more or one parent that seems to be more interested maybe in doing the massage?
The program's so valuable for mums and dads and caregivers in general.
So you would welcome both parents to come along
Absolutely, yes. When that can happen, it's wonderful. practicality-wise, it doesn't always suit for both parents to be at our program. So I always encourage, I predominantly work with mums. There just seems to be, they're on maternity leave with Bob. So they come along, but I really encourage them to go home and show their partners the techniques, because for dads, it's just a great way for dad to build their confidence, getting to know baby, and it's something that dad can do with baby. Quite often they miss out on a lot of the nurturing activities or opportunities with Bubby, with baby, because of obviously not being able to breastfeed, being the main one, and also just time. Sometimes they're not able to be as present with baby. So making the moments that they are present with them really strong is, and baby massage is a way to do that.
That's great. Do you recommend they use massage oil? I mean, that could, I could imagine that could be really messy. How does that work?
Yeah, so we do use oil. Back to those elements of bonding. So odour is a really important way of connecting with baby too. Yeah. So smelling you. So we use an oil that's low in odour.
Yes.
We recommend a plant-based, organic, grown, vegetable-based oil.
Yes.
And so we offer sunflower oil. Anything that we use, any substance we're using on baby, always has the potential for a reaction. So we check that. But an oil, it sort of reduces the friction and can add to the nurturing sensation. Yes. So whilst we do give parents the opportunity to use oil with massage time, they can still offer the techniques over clothing as well. Yeah. So,
I guess I'm just thinking for this dad or the person that goes to work and then comes home, and you know, that whole clean up, you know, in my head you might end up with, you know, baby going all over the place and there's oil everywhere. I'm sure it's not necessarily like that, but
well, with the oil could be we treat it as part of the check-in with baby too. So when we're using the oil, we're warming the oil between our hands, and it's baby gets to know over time, oh, this is a new experience. This is massage time. So it's actually part of the little, what you might call a ritual of the massage. So we're asking baby, warming the oil, massage time. And then the oil, the sunflower oil, is actually really nourishing on the skin, and it soaks into the skin. So it's... as far as moving baby about, it's not as it's not going to be slippery or whatnot as what mineral oils might be. So exactly.
and what your program runs over 5 weeks.
Yes.
So I take it that there's a progression. Like how long are your sessions, and what could people expect to learn over 5 weeks rather than just a one-off
session. So the 5 weeks is wonderful because it brings parents together. I love the social support aspect of the program that I offer, but we throughout each session, so the sessions are around an hour and a half to 2 hours. However, I offer morning tea, and I love giving the parents an opportunity to connect with each other at the end of the session. So they may go for a little bit longer, depending on how long the parents want to interact with each other. But over the 5 weeks, they're going to learn the different techniques for the different body parts. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have 5 weeks also, because if Bob's not up for massage during the session, I've got dolls that the parents might be able to practice on during the session. Yes, my babies are always up for massage time.
Yes.
And there's also handouts, and then it's a great opportunity for the parents to go away for that week and to find a time that baby is up for massage time.
Yes.
And then to come back, and then it's great to be able to answer questions and to build on the techniques over the 5 weeks. There's also lots of time for discussion. So we cover different parenting issues or whatever's on the parent's mind that particular week. So around 2 hours each session and over the 5 weeks.
Body progresses, like you say, you're working on a different body part.
So by the end of the 5 weeks, we've moved through all the different areas of Bub's body. Week two is really important because we focus on the digestive system. We do the techniques for the tummy. We look at an unsettled baby routine, which can support Bubs that are experiencing colic-like symptoms. And then, as I said, lots of time for discussion and looking at how then they can adapt to the massage. As their baby grows.
So do you find that with the massage that is a tool that parents can use to, I was going to ask if you notice over time whether there is a decrease in maybe unsettled symptoms as the baby gets more touch, and often that helps to increase the vagal stimulation and they tend to calm down a bit. Do you get feedback from parents that is what happens?
Yes, definitely parents will give feedback that they found that the Bub's more settled. I would probably also feel that it's a parent becoming, getting more in touch and more in sync with their baby.
Yes.
I think a big part of that is reading baby's cues and becoming more responsive to what baby's needs might be. Yeah. And parent getting better at understanding what it is that Bub's communicating that they need at that particular time. So, very much that the massage has been a tool for helping parents understand.
So it's more a connection rather than necessarily decreasing symptoms. It's more a connection thing and we understand each other.
I believe that's 80% of it, definitely. And absolutely, the massage techniques, particularly with the tummy, are going to support the systems of the body to function well.
Yeah.
But it's these responsive, sensitive interactions and response from the parent to the baby's needs and the regulation that's really important.
I was reading some research on I can't remember now if it was colic or being unsettled, but how baby is capable of communicating the state of mum. So if mum is uncertain, if mum is unhappy, if mum is depressed, baby may express that as a unsettled baby. The baby's not unsettled, the baby's just trying to get help. And it is so interesting how we have such a one-sided interpretation of a cry and the communication. It only goes one way. But it is, if we can't read the signs, we don't actually really know what they're trying to tell us.
And really what's happening there that's really important too that we discussed during the program is parents being able to be mindful of their own state. And we talk a lot about mindfulness and being present with what's happening for ourselves, because our baby crying inconsolably is going to trigger our own nervous systems. Just noticing and knowing that we've become dysregulated is really important, and looking for ways that you can regulate yourselves and soothe yourself as a parent so that then you can be present with what's happening for baby. It's the looking after the nurturer is just as looking after
and
the
I think
baby.
An important message to get across there is, we used to have villages that took care of, a new young baby, and we don't seem to have that as much anymore. But I think it's a really important recognition that the younger people they think, oh well, you know how to do this, and none of us did, right? You don't know. You learn along the way.
Yes.
And it is so important just to say, okay, well, I do not know, then ask for help.
Yes.
Because there will be people all ready to jump in and help.
Yes.
But often mother-in-laws or mothers are not going to offer themselves because they don't want to, cross the boundary.
Yes, sure.
So I think it's really important that we actually admit, I need some help. And even if that help might be, could you just put the laundry on and start the dishwasher?
Yes.
You know, I think let's just use people around us as much as we can.
Absolutely. It's definitely, a topic that we cover a lot. It's just that self-care and the fact that, as you just said, beautifully, daughter, that we were never meant to do this alone. And, the nurturers need nurturing as well so that they can meet the needs of a baby. Yeah. So
it's a 24-hour job, isn't it?
It is.
Sometimes you just need to have a break.
We talk a lot about keeping your own cup full because you can't, obviously, the saying goes, you can't pour from the empty cup, and that's
right.
That's
good. Really sounds fantastic. So just as we finish up here, do you have a particular piece of advice that you would give to young parents that may be listening to this podcast?
Yes, just a good question. Because my head's going in all different ways. Yeah, I think just to be compassionate with yourself as a new parent is really important. Quite often with all the expectations that are around us and in society, and it's a huge job, and parents obviously want to do the best by their baby and their children, but they need support. And I think asking for help and asking for support and being kind to yourself because there's no such thing as the perfect parent. I think a lot of the parents that come to me, I just, pat yourself on the back because it's a huge job. And even though they can be quick to judge themselves harshly for the job that they're doing, I think that they need to, just to be more kinder to themselves.
That's excellent advice. Thank you. I think young parents definitely need to hear more of that.
Yes.
And tell us again, where can people find you?
So I'm Infant Massage Newcastle with Rochelle Dorman. I have a Facebook page and I have a website. Mm-hmm. And so just email me for upcoming groups. Groups start back in February.
Yes.
And I run my program from my home at the Junction.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate your insight into how to make that connection with parents and babies. That's lovely.
Lovely. Thank you. Thanks.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Family Chiropractic or the host. Brought to you by Family Chiropractic Centre, Charlestown, serving the families in Newcastle, Lake Macquarie and Charlestown.